Dr. Sebrick Dillon, office note on patient Robin Aubrey, A-U-B-R-E-Y, Robin, R-O-B-I-N. Date of birth 12/30/1971. Date of service 10/1/2024. Preparing after patient is 52-year-old African-American female who is presenting to be established with me as her kidney doctor. Preparing after her past medical history includes history of end-stage renal disease secondary to diabetes, hypertension, was on dialysis for 2.5 years before getting a deceased donor kidney transplant in 2015. Next, diabetes mellitus type 2, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next history of CVA supposed left-sided weakness in October 2021, next blindness left eye, next gingival hypertrophy secondary to nifedipine. Pupaga past surgical history includes bilateral shoulder surgery, tracheostomy in the past, tunnel diastasis catheter placement, left upper extremity AV fistula creation, and resection. Period. Allergies, non-drug allergies. Pupaga social history, patient lives alone. She uses a wheelchair. She has no kids of her own, no smoking, no alcohol, and no drugs. Family history, father with diabetes, mellitus type 2. Mother is reported to be healthy. Review system reveals no headache, no chest pain, no shortness of breath. She does have heartburn on and off. No nausea, no vomiting, no abdominal pain, no constipation, no melena. She does have urinary incontinence and urge incontinence. She is postmenopausal, no leg swelling. All other systems are reviewed and are in negative. Period. Immunization, she received only one shot of the COVID-19 gene editing therapy. Three paragraph. Current medications are reviewed include aspirin, atorvastatin, carvedilol, Plavix, hydralazine, himeloquipen, isosorpide, losartan, mycophenolate, prednisone, and tacrolimus. Pure paragraph on physical exam. General appearance, patient in a wheelchair, bound, in non-acute distress, HANT, pupils around the active light and accommodation, pale conjunctive and non-integrated sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid B bilaterally, no jugular venous extension bilaterally, most oral mucosa, gingival hypertrophy noted, neck supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regular rate and rhythm, normal stiffness 2, no murmurs or no friction, her lungs are clear to auscultation, no crackles or with reserved abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no garry rebound or rigidity, extremities. She has trace edema at the lower extremity, skin, no skin rash noted, neuro exam is non-focal, except for left-sided weakness. The paragraph. Investigations available to me at this time include a CT scan of the abdomen and pelvis from 9/25/2019. That shows scattered colonic diverticulosis without diverticulitis, right lower iliac fossa transplant kidney without hydronephrosis or renal calculi. Period paragraph. Assessment and plan 1. DCD kidney transplant 2015. We are going to check her kidney function, check for proteinuria, check tacrolimus trough level, and go from there. Next, diabetes mellitus type 2. Continue. Current therapy. Next, hyperlipidemia, continue atorvastatin for now. Next, hypertension, continue losartan. Blood pressure is controlled. Next, history of CVA with left-sided weakness. Period paragraph. Patient is going to see him back in around 10 days to 2 weeks to discuss the reports. And the report, thanks.